Kia ora whānau, we're down here at the world record haka attempt at Eden Park. Crowd's filling up. How are you doing, Ruby?
I'm doing good. How are you, Nick?
That's pretty cool. A lot of energy down here, yeah?
A lot of energy. The Wairua is strong.
Yeah, 100%.
It's looking good.
Walking down the Concord, it's nice to see a lot of smiling faces. I feel like everyone's happy.
Absolutely, nice. Yeah. The energy is fierce and it's joyful.
No one's started yet, but we're looking forward to the performances. We'll keep you updated on everything that happens here.
Absolutely.
When we arrived at 4:30 p.m. at Eden Park, the atmosphere was already electric. We decided to get a gist of it. First, Ruby spoke to a young girl named Elena, who was attending with her whānau. I then spoke to Matua Kalam, who was a representative of Ngāti Toa.
Nice to meet you. How are you feeling about today's energy?
I love it.
Love it, yo. I'm digging these sunglasses. She's got the Tiroranga Tiratanga flag on her sunglasses. That's amazing.
Repping the tribal roots, T2.
Absolutely,
very groovy.
Yeah.
Who are you representing?
Ngā Puhi, Ngāti Maniapoto.
We're down here on the field at Eden Park with Matua Kalam. How are you feeling, Matua?
What did you say?
How are you feeling?
Oh, awesome, awesome. I'm loving seeing this. Seeing all the people here together for the same reason, eh?
Yeah,
the same reason. Yeah, yeah.
Kotahi tanga for real. And you guys are all donning your red Ngāti Toa shirts. Ngāti Toa is here in force. Is it nice to be here in force with your people?
Absolutely. We received a tono from Ngāti Whātua a month or two ago to come and support Hinewehi's trust and this function. We'd love to. You know, we have the utmost respect for Hinewehi and the work she's doing, our Ngāti Whātua whānau, and so we came here with bells on.
Yeah,
the t-shirts made it. Yeah.
We love it. What does it mean for Kamate to be chosen as the haka that would break the world record?
I think it's appropriate. You know, Kamate is a very well known haka across the country and across the world. To be honest, it could be any haka. I think if the aim is kotahitanga, but Kamate is a tūturu haka. Hey, that really does come from Te Ao Tawhito, the old ways. And so it's good to revive those things, to find our kotahitanga.
Oh, beautiful, Matua. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you.
As day turned into afternoon, turned into night, it quickly became time for the actual attempt. Participants were ushered down from the stands and onto the field. But before we could attempt the haka, first a pōwhiri had to be had, with the mana whenua welcoming Ngāti Toa Rangatira, the kaitiaki of Kamate, onto their land. First, I'll play a clip of the whai kōrero from the mana whenua Ngāti Whātua. Then it was Ngāti Toa's turn to respond. Here I play a clip of Ngāti Toa's whai kōrero. The pōwhiri completed, 660 took the stage, ready to lead us into the world record haka attempt. I'll play the start of the haka for you here. The group of Ngāti Toa assembled led us into the haka with a special chant, and I'll play the first part of the haka. You can hear just how much energy and force was put into it by the participants there. You can hear a pu tātara, the sound of a conch shell being blown. At the start of the haka, there would be the world Guinness record breaking attempt. Immediately following the haka, we got the opportunity to speak to the two kaya from Ngāti Toa, the people who led the haka that would go on to be the world record.
We're here with the two kaya of potentially the world record. How does it feel to potentially lead the haka?
Well, I think firstly, it's a beautiful thing just to look out at the crowd, see everyone doing the haka of our ancestors.
Yeah.
That's amazing, and watching us all coming together as a country and celebrating this, that's worth more than any world record. But you know, it would be nice to bring it back home. That's the number one thing that we'd love to see today.
How's it doing, sis?
It's amazing. I think this is a perfect show of Māori coming together for a kaupapa that uplifts our people, that brings us together, especially in this part.
You guys might go down this year, so it's pretty awesome.
Sorry, I actually didn't even think of that, but
There was a lot of adrenaline flowing through Eden Park following the haka attempt, even in the more star-studded members of the participants. We had the opportunity to speak to Conan O'Brien, an American talk show host known around the world. Here's an interview with him immediately following his own participation in the haka.
We're here with the Conan O'Brien. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like the Conan O'Brien. I gotta tell you, I'm tired. You're in the haka for that long, for a whole minute, I think, or more than a minute.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I am not a young man, and so I feel very alive right now. Yeah. You know, it really gets the blood going.
You're feeling the adrenaline pumping for the veins?
I am. I really do feel like it's crazy. I'm an Irish Catholic kid from Boston, Massachusetts, but I feel like I've come home now. It's crazy.
You are home. You're one of us now.
I am. I would be honored to be. I mean, it's such a beautiful culture. It's such a beautiful part of the world, and to see how much respect and love there is for the history and how much connection there is for the past and bring it into the present is magical. It's really important and so beautiful to see. Obviously, a lot of problems in the world, and to see this many people come together, unified for purpose and spirit and positivity is really great.
We waited in silence in the media room for the official count, and sure enough, in came Dame Hiniwihi Mohi with the official Guinness World Records certificate. But we waited eagerly to hear the official count. Here is the official count from Brian Sobel, the Guinness World Records adjudicator, on the night.
So the official count, and this is actually subject to a review, and there might be some margin of error or making sure that we count and recount and make sure we are in control of the number. The official count so far is 6,531. Which would now be recognized as the largest haka. So thank you very much.
We then heard from an understandably emotional Dame Hiniwihi Mohi, who'd worked tirelessly to put on the event.
It is truly overwhelming. I don't know if we can truly capture in that moment all the extreme coming together and how that makes us feel as New Zealanders to share our cultural heritage in this way. So it is in the spirit of kotahitanga really brought us all together. Ka mihinui kia koutou, kia tātou katoa.
I then asked Dame Hiniwihi Mohi about that night in 1999 in which she sang the national anthem in Te Reo Māori and the backlash that she received as a result of that. Here's her reflections on how far the country has come.
Well, just about, I was a sole voice in 1999 in a stadium of 75,000 for the, this is the Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
And so when I sang the national anthem then, it was pretty lonely. And also there was a different response than I was hoping for. But now, 25 years on, I think we can all be proud of where we've come as a nation.
I'll let the Dame have a final word here. But before I do, I'd like to give special mention to Ruby Webb-Sagarin, who assisted on a night that was a beautiful representation of the Kotahitanga of Aotearoa.
And, lots of people may have said haka before, but everyone's saying haka now.